Specific immunity is also called adaptive immunity. It's sometimes also called acquired immunity because usually in order to develop specific immunity, you have to be exposed to a pathogen at least once. And then you become, after that first exposure, you become immune to it in the future. And what's different about the specific immunity compared to non-specific immunity is that specific immunity is targeted against very specific foreign antigens. So, for example, if you had chickenpox as a little kid, you have developed specific immunity to chickenpox, which will probably last for the rest of your life, that you will not be, you will be exposed to chickenpox probably over and over again during your lifetime, but you will be immune to it because you had it as a child. Vaccinations provide specific immunity. So, for example, if you get a polio vaccination, you are immune to polio, the pathogen that causes polio. And so it's a specific form. It targets certain kinds of bacteria, certain kinds of viruses, etc. And that does make it different from the non-specific defenses, which are more generalized and go after a wide array of pathogens. Another difference between specific immunity and non-specific immunity is that specific immunity uses a type of protein called an antibody. And we talked a little bit about antibodies when we were talking about blood types. Antibodies are sort of the secret weapon, if you want to think of it that way, of the immune system. They are very good. They are like heat-seeking missiles or specifically targeted missiles that can go after very specific pathogens, different types of pathogens, and take them out. And they're very effective, usually, at killing pathogens, more effective than just the phagocytes, for example, on their own, or the complement system on its own, and so on. So they're very effective. The problem with antibodies is that they take some time to construct. And so the specific immune response may not, there's often a delay between infection and the development of antibodies and the recovery from the disease. So although the specific immune system is very effective at killing off a disease organism and restoring the body to health and homeostasis, it does have the disadvantage of usually involving a lag time because the antibodies are not, they take some time to construct. And we will talk about the process that is involved in the creation of antibodies and some of the other functions of the specific immune system, which works in tandem with the non-specific immune system. Keep in mind that both of these systems have some overlapping functions. They work together. Some of the divisions between them are a little bit on the arbitrary side, but there are some real characteristics that set the specific immune system apart.